You got to go to the gym as many days of the week as you can.
Take your vitamins, take your melatonin, get to bed early.
Yeah, get to bed early, meditate.
We are talking playoffs. Hello and welcome back to the Bits.
Welcome. I'm Quinn.
I'm Paulina.
And that third voice is missing. Rumor has it that Claire refuses to work when it snows in April.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she has a strict guideline around that, actually.
Yeah.
She stands by her principles. Actually, we're joking. She's back at her orienteering group.
Yeah.
Again. It was why she keeps missing these, but she's very dedicated to that
orienteering
group.
She can't get away
group.
From orienteering.
No, Claire is sick. She is quite unwell. So we're down one. It's just Quinn and I today. But we are actually pretty fired up about today's episode because we are talking playoffs because they are nigh. Is that the right term? I don't know. They're coming up. They're coming up soon. And then we're going to get into a little bit of the hottest
topic in sports right now.
Yes, like no doubt, which is the WNBA draft that took place this week. So we have some thoughts on that as well. And we were saying, you know, if you want to make women's basketball your entire personality, now is the time. I don't think we've seen this much hype or star power in women's sports. I don't know. I mean, like, this is the first time I can really remember, at least in recent memory.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I would maybe say women's soccer.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Has certainly 100%. Seen some hype, but that has taken... You know what? Let's just dive into that.
Okay,
one.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we might as well do it. So...
You're so right about women's soccer. That was dumb of me to omit.
No, but that's... We were talking about it before, and we were saying, you know, like the PWHL is new this year. But it just hasn't gotten, I don't think, the same kind of absolute blow up that the WNBA now has. And that would be thanks to Caitlin Clark, Juju Smith, Angel Reese. Oh, I mean Juju Watkins, not Juju Smith.
Yeah, not the football
player.
We're
not talking football. We're talking basketball.
You kind of need those big names. You need the star power behind it. And the PWHL, exciting thing to have started this past year, but we haven't really seen, not to the same magnitude at least, the same type of hype around it or the same type of buzz. And it is newer, though. It's a newer league, and it took a while for the WNBA and or college women's college basketball to get where it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were saying, like, it is very much about the star power. Like, let's not kid ourselves. Caitlin Clark has absolutely burst onto the scene. She is what everybody is talking about. And the PWHL doesn't have that at the moment. But it's also not set up quite as well to have that moment because there's March Madness, Caitlin Clark, March Madness.
It
is a highly televised event. The networks have finally caught on and are broadcasting the women's games, and they get a really big stage.
Yeah.
And when I think about it, I don't know if hockey gets that. There certainly is the Olympics, but you know, you talk about the Women's World Hockey Championship just wrapped up. Our very own Edmonton gal, Danielle Serdakny, scored the game winning goal against the U.S. to win the women's gold in the world championship. That is an age-old rivalry. I hate losing to the U.S., but it doesn't have that same holding power that it does over...
Did we hear about it? Of course we heard about it, right?
But
people weren't really talking about it. It's not all
over your social
media.
It doesn't have the star
power,
unfortunately. Yeah. So that's interesting. So, like, I want hockey to get there. I want hockey to have that. And the PWHL is going to help it get there. But I think that we do have to, like, be mindful of the fact that it took the WNBA a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe it's partially because the PWHL is a brand new league. It needs time to develop that momentum, I suppose, and then also for networks to catch on. But it also needs that massive breakout star. And not to say that there aren't incredible players in the PWHL, like Sarah Nurse,
but it's that
like breakout star that people get really excited about, that it just kind of fresh on the scene, you know. So still hope for that, but very excited for the WNBA, especially because we have our own WNBA game happening here in Edmonton, May 5th. We're both going.
Oh,
I'm
not
super excited.
It.
And I said, if you want to make women's sports or women's basketball your entire personality, especially WNBA, now is the time. Okay, because we have a lot of big names that were just drafted into the WNBA. I personally am going to make the LA Sparks my team. I'm really excited about them. Cameron Brink, who is sort of the defensive Caitlin Clark. She's 6'4". She's a giant figuratively and literally in women's basketball right now.
And like, I will forever have an allegiance to Kia Nurse, of course, Canadian star. And the way that Kia Nurse plays, like, if you don't have tickets for the WNBA game yet, get them, because Kia Nurse brings a fire that like you will absolutely fall in love with.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait to see them. And basketball is a sport, like, I will fully admit, not the biggest fan of basketball, men's or women's, but I'm telling you, basketball, when you're at the game, is a different, ball game. It is a lot more fun. You get so much more of an understanding of the athletic ability. The shooting prowess of women's basketball is going to be like on full display. And like, the Sparks is like the team, though, because also the colors and the logo, like, yeah, we got like some Miami Vice vibes there,
which
and, like,
is
just like
a great vibe.
I am gonna rock those colors all summer.
I don't know if you know this about me or if I've mentioned it to you personally or on this podcast, I may have, but I love an 80s aesthetic. Okay. And I feel like it kind of has that look to it. So if you're looking for a team, I mean, if you live in Edmonton, sorry to Seattle, whatever their team name is.
Storm.
Not a good start for Seattle and their fan base. But sorry to Seattle Storm, who is not really getting any love from us today. But if you're looking for a team to root for, if you're living in Edmonton and you want to check out the game here, LA Sparks are obviously a great choice because it's going to be a very exciting team to watch. Yep. In person if you get the chance. Or, you know, like, go out to the bar with your friends. Like, I'm sure bars will hopefully be televising it. Bars, this is your call out.
Yeah.
To televise.
Find a way,
the
baby.
WNBA on, yeah, May 5th, please. Yeah, I mean, there's a few options, though. And I think if we talk about the draft for a quick second here, some highlights, of course, are some of the big names that were drafted. We've got Caitlin Clark going to Indiana Fever.
And I want to talk about her future teammates sitting in an arena watching the draft, three of them sitting together. And I, you know, this was on social media, and they jumped up and started screaming with excitement,
yes,
when they called Caitlin Clark's name, and then already had her jersey ready to go and put it on.
Yes.
And like, that is the best.
Yeah.
When have we seen that?
Girlhood right
in
there.
In like any men's sports drafts. Like, there is no way. Like, Connor McDavid is the greatest thing to happen to Edmonton since Wayne Gretzky, obviously, in terms of hockey. And you would not have seen Ryan Nugent Hopkins jumping up and throwing on,
yeah,
Connor's jersey.
I mean, you know who might have, though?
Zach Hyman. Yeah, I mean, he's...
It had circumstances, yeah, been different during,
you know,
draft
if
time.
He wasn't,
yeah,
in Toronto. Yeah, absolutely.
If he wasn't in Toronto, he probably would.
Completely agree with you, yeah, on that one. But, like, and, like, that is what we're going to get. We're going to, yeah, get emotion and personality. And I absolutely love
and
that.
And just that, like, yeah, that girlhood, that different type of camaraderie and, like, mm-hmm, women supporting women. I hate to say it because it sounds kind of cliche, but it's true. So we've got Caitlin Clark going to the Indiana Fever. Indiana Fever, great option to root for if you're looking for a team, because they're definitely not the underdogs, especially now with Caitlin Clark, because they have been building that team for a while. Whereas the LA Sparks have been just kind of on the beginning of their journey to a rebuild, and now they've got Cam and Brink on LA Sparks in addition to Ricky Jackson. So that's a great duo. Excited to see that. I'd love to see Fever and Sparks face off. I think that'll be a great game to watch.
Are we going to Indiana?
I think, or LA.
Why would we go to LA? LA. I'm just joking.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, obviously Indiana is the choice.
Indiana's the spot.
Clearly. Okay, well, maybe we'll discuss it. Also, you can look at Chicago as a team because they've got Angel Reese, who has a lot of popularity. She came from LSU with the iconic coach Kim Mulkey. Yeah, I mean,
absolute icon.
Lover or hate her. I mean, come on. She's iconic.
Yeah. And if you don't know, just go Google some of the suits she wore.
Yes. I want all of them. I want all of those suits.
Especially, in that semifinal.
I want to be her friend, but I'm scared. And so we've got Angel Reese, and then we've got a great duo on Chicago with Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso. So that's exciting too. And then, those are kind of the big ones.
Well, and I think what's really cool is that right now we've got these girls coming out of college, going into the WNBA, and now we're going to follow their careers. And how long has it been since we've wanted to, or has it ever happened that we've wanted to follow the career of an NCAA or a women's basketball player?
Exactly.
You know, like, unless you're deep in it, right? And it is so cool to see. The numbers don't lie. They had better numbers than the men's tournament in terms of viewership on TV. I thought the women's final was far superior a basketball game to the men's final. And I just think the women's game is a better game. There's a little bit more finesse to it.
I feel that way about soccer as well.
Oh, the women's game. Yeah, they don't dive as much.
They
as
don't
the
dive.
Men.
It's way less theatrics in women's professional soccer.
Yeah.
So the draft also had like record numbers. I think it was like 2.44 million viewers or something, which is the highest it's probably ever had.
Yeah.
And it felt like, some people were saying, it felt like a proper event, like a big event, you know, like there was like even the fashion alone on the orange carpet. Like, I mean, shout out Angel Reese, her dress. And
shout out Prada for dressing the first ever athlete.
There you go.
Caitlin Clark,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So. It just felt bigger. It just felt big. And it was a really cool thing to see. So, so we'll keep our eye on that. And hopefully we'll see some of you who are listening at the game on May 5th, because I'm pumped.
We'll be decked out in Sparks gear.
But you know what else might be happening that weekend?
Your birthday?
Oh. Well, I mean, that's actually true. That is a definite. I was born that weekend, so it's probably going to happen. I was talking about the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know what playoffs.
Yeah, so we are getting into playoff territory like immediately, and I mean, my life has meaning again. Mm-hmm. I have pep in my step.
But you know what? I also like absolutely meaning again, pep in my step. Empty pockets, you know, my wallet feels much lighter because I'm about to spend a lot of money on tickets.
I'm already broke
and all that kind of stuff. I'm already broke. But then it's like also like we're heading into marathon season.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about 8:30 starts for games. For my poor brother in Toronto, that's 10:30.
That's rough.
You know, we're looking at midnight bedtimes, and I'm like a hard 10 gal.
Are you?
So yeah, I'm a hard 10 bedtime gal. So like it's time to like step up.
So what are you
going to
do? Oh, you're going to step up. You're saying
obviously,
like.
Obviously there's like, yeah. Like I
so
just
hydrate,
to, like,
hydrate and like.
Take your vitamins.
On nights where they aren't playing, you take that 10 o'clock bedtime, maybe even a 9:30, because you know, you want to like be well rested for those game nights. And you know what? I mean, I tend to get really excited. And I'm like, let's go to the pub. Let's watch. Like, or like, let's go to the pit.
Like, come out the gates. Like,
yeah. Come out swinging,
blazing. Yeah.
And I have two different thoughts on this, because on one hand, you're like, what if something happens and round two doesn't happen? God forbid.
Well, knock on wood.
Yeah. Okay. You always assume round one will be fine.
You don't know.
But round two, I remember, I think it was last year or the year before now, I can't remember, but like, and you can correct me. I made like these big plans. People were going to, like some of my friends were going to come down from Calgary who are Oilers fans. We had plans to go to the Moss Pit. Like we were going to pre-drink at the patio or the rooftop patio at
Ice House.
Yeah. And we were planning for like that third round game and it didn't happen.
Yeah. That would have been last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would have been last year.
So I mean, I'm going into this season and this playoff run quite optimistic. Again, like, I don't know, knock on wood for everything that we say or do, I guess, at this point. But yeah. I think I can understand why you come out swinging and you want to make the most of that round.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, there could be all the rounds.
Like, yeah, we could be talking about four rounds heading into the Stanley Cup Finals. And like, I think, like, I'm going to say, like, treat it like a marathon because I think the Oilers have a deep run ahead of them.
Yeah, I agree.
So we're going to talk about scenarios. Of course, this will all be sorted out very shortly after this podcast airs. But you know what?
So depending on when you're listening to this, you might already know. We might already know who the Oilers are playing first round. But I think we still have some thoughts either way.
So like right now, as it stands, it will be the Vegas Golden Knights. Woof. Nobody wants to hear that.
I actually disagree.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me.
Okay. So I feel like the Vegas Golden Knights aren't the same team that we were facing off against last year.
Yeah.
I think they were much more of a threat last year compared to this year. And maybe, yes, we are coming off of that big win against the Golden Knights here in Edmonton just the other week. So it's easy to feel optimistic that way. And they do have players coming back. As they always do. And they might be a different team once playoff hits. You know, they might. And like what scares me the most with the Golden Knights is when they build momentum and when they get that confidence. And I think that's when they become trouble. And so I think if we can beat the Golden Knights in the first round, and I really think we can, think of the Oilers and the mental state, the clear heads, full hearts, can't lose mindset they're going into on that second round. Like, I think it can only just, like, that second round, I think they're coming in swinging.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, probably likely to play Vancouver in that round. And but let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're just going round one here. I do agree with you with the Vegas thing. Like, you know, of course, Mark Stone is all of a sudden miraculously healthy and off the LTIR. But they got to get up and running. Right. So and they struggled in the first round last year. They just got through. But that momentum like they carried that into the second round. And if Aiden Hill wasn't ridiculous, I think it's a different story last year. Right. Aiden Hill obviously did not play well in Edmonton last week when they were in town. They won't get that up and running. They won't get that, you know, that groove going. The Oilers are playing well. I mean, let's think about their season. They started the lowest of low, 2-9-1, and have slowly been building. They had a 16 game win streak. They've had a few blips here and there, but they have genuinely, like, their arc has been like a very clean, for the most part. Like, they've been healthy and they've been building towards this, learning how to win, learning how to not lose. They're getting good goaltending. They're going to have a chance to like be a little bit rested before the playoffs started. You know, Connor had those few games. So I do like them seeing Vegas in the first round. I would hate to see Vegas in the second round. That said, if Vegas slips into that second wild card and the Kings pass them in the last game of the season, I don't think we see Vegas in the second round because they're not beating Dallas. They're not beating the Dallas Stars, in my opinion.
There's a chance we don't see Vegas at all. And I mean, Nobody hates Vegas more than me. Okay. They're my enemy, as you know.
Yeah. But I go there next week.
Well, wait, during a playoff game?
Yeah. Potentially. But I have a wedding. So like I'm devastated because I'm there from Thursday to Sunday. The only day I could go is Friday, April 26th. And so like, I mean, I need it to happen.
How
if they
close
start
are you
on
with
Monday,
the person who's getting married?
I'm in the wedding party.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's
so you
it's,
can't dip out and
it'd be tough.
Or you can't go severely hungover after potentially seeing the game the night before.
Oh no, I can go severely hungover.
Okay, well then there
that's
you go.
Not a concern because right. he'll they live in Australia now, but he is from Edmonton. He's well aware that Friday, if there's a game,
you're
that
going.
The 40 people that are guests at his wedding, we're all going
100%.
Think about how incredible that will be.
Okay, that would be nuts.
40 Edmonton Oilers fans.
That's what we need. We need strength in numbers against the stupid Vegas fans.
Yeah.
So just like the Oilers playoff picture, there's multiple scenarios for you watching this game. If Vegas is in it, potentially for multiple rounds, which I don't see, but if I think best case scenario might be for the Oilers to face off Vegas, get that head game, that mental piece out of the way, straight out the gate, first round. And then I feel like you're good. They're good to go in those remaining rounds. I don't know that and also just for the entertainment aspect of it. Like I don't know if I want to see the Oilers face off against LA again in the first round. Like, I'm a little bit bored of that.
Well, it's like, it's just like, I don't want to say it, but it's like almost like guaranteed win.
I know. And I'm just, I'm not.
But I mean, we've been here before. I don't mind getting through the first round pretty easily. But I like your mentality of like, especially just kind of getting over that mental hurdle of Vegas. I think that win last week at Rogers Place was big for them, mm-hmm. big for their mentality. And so I think, and like, I mean, they're the defending Stanley Cup champions. So yeah. If you beat them and they're gone.
And how much sweeter of a win is that going to be for us?
Oh God, I can't wait to just.
Like, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, of course,
living in a world where the Oilers win this the first round, no matter what.
But
so let's just
that's
go
what
with
I
that.
That's what I think. So yeah. How much greater is it that they face off with Vegas, our enemy, at least mine?
No,
I think they are truly like the rival now.
Yeah.
I've said that before. How great would it be to face off against Vegas in the first round and beat them and knock them out of the playoff run, the last year Stanley Cup champions. Even if Vegas doesn't play the Oilers in the first round and they play Dallas, for example, and they get knocked off, because I think they would as well, then we don't face off against them. And it's fine. Then we don't have that like anxiety, but then we don't get that delicious moment at the same time. You know?
Yeah.
I think another contender for a first round was Nashville.
Yeah, that's out of the picture now.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, but I loved that.
I thought that was going to be a great matchup because I was like, oh, that would be so easy. We haven't seen them face off really against Nashville before. Oh,
no, they've never played in the playoffs.
That's right.
And like
no, they
their
have.
Record. No.
Really?
They've never played the Predators.
Oh, no. Sorry. Okay. The Oilers have never played them in the playoffs.
Yes.
Nashville
has played in the playoffs.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I've seen Nicole Kidman at the playoff games.
Oh.
Not in person, just on TV.
You
anyway,
wish.
That's not important.
Yeah. Unfortunately, like I would have loved a Nashville first round. I think it would have been a lot of fun. The Oilers match up very well against them. But at the end of the day, the Nashville Predators do not have Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl. So Oilers win.
There you go.
But so
we're feeling optimistic as of right now, but I've been burned before. So I'm mentally like preparing mentally and physically because we talked about, you know, it's a marathon.
Yeah. Get your water intake going now.
Only drink on game days if you're a drinker.
You got to cool it on off days.
Yeah.
You go to the gym. Easy. You got to go to the gym as many days of the week as you can.
Take your vitamins, take your melatonin, get to bed early.
Yeah, get to bed early. Meditate.
Yeah.
Meditation is always a good one.
I'm going to need to meditate going into some of these games.
I know Claire's going to kill us for jumping into this. Are you a car flag or no car flag?
Oh, I don't need to bring any more attention to myself on the road.
Yeah, okay, fair. I also just, I lost all love for car flags after the convoy.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like,
there's
that too. I'm not a flag on my car kind of guy.
I think we're all a little triggered by car flags just in general, because we're like, are you going to block traffic? Are you going to rail on your horn in the middle of the day?
Consistently.
And also at night. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not a car flag person for having an Oilers flag. I just don't want attention on myself on the road. Like, if I'm in my car, I'm singing really loud. I don't want anyone to see me. I might take a wrong turn. I'm eating porridge.
Oh, she's okay. Yeah. Eating porridge. What else do I do in my car? I pick my nose. I speed excessively, so we just don't need to be able to identify the car. I'm angry.
Yeah, I'm flagging down police officers to be like, have you renewed your registration? Let's look at this car that's very conspicuous flying down the road.
That white car with all those Oilers flags.
Yeah, that seems like the person to check.
Yeah, we don't trust her.
Because we don't trust somebody with flags on their car, I don't think.
Not anymore.
I did when I was renewing my registration when I moved here from BC. I did seriously consider getting an Oilers license plate, and I chickened out of it. Sarah told me it was embarrassing.
No, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah. Well, now I've got a boring license plate.
Are we really going to go down the rabbit hole of license plates? And
no,
if they're cool or not?
No.
I mean, I'm game.
I secretly have always wanted a vanity plate, but I also make fun of people with vanity plates. And again, I don't need... I don't need more attention on me on the road if I'm making driving mistakes on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or speeding or
who the hell was that? Oh, it's Paulina.
Incredibly.
It says so on her license plate. Okay. Any other thoughts, hot takes heading into playoffs? We didn't even talk about the Eastern Division because let's be honest, the Western Division is terrifying, and I don't see a scenario where it's not a Western Division team winning the Stanley Cup this year.
Unfortunately, I'm worried that the Western Conference is too difficult, and whatever team gets out of it is going to be beat up, and it's going to be a little bit breezier.
That's
in the East. But I also love to go by that battle tested. So you know what? It was an absolute battle to get through. Somebody in the East has swept every team. They haven't faced adversity, you know? So here I am sitting on the fence.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point that I didn't consider. It's like whoever makes it to the end in the Western Conference is going to be tired.
They're going to have ran down the gauntlet.
Yeah, they've been to war.
They have been to war.
Yes. So, and then the Eastern Division, they're just like... Hey, I'm here. I've been here for a bit.
We've been waiting.
Yeah. I don't really have any predictions for Eastern Conference.
Yeah, Boston. I think that's just the same. I'm going to go a safe Boston pick comes out of the East.
I think the only game or matchup I'm kind of looking forward to in the Eastern Conference is Toronto Boston matchup.
But, yeah, in Boston.
Because
winning.
Of the, and then, well, of course, Boston. Well,
yet
winning.
Another year of failure.
For the
Toronto
old
Maple Leafs.
But yeah, they've got that rivalry, which I think is always a fun matchup. So that's really the only one that I might be excited for.
I hate the Leafs. Wow.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. But you know what? Everybody enjoy the first round of the playoffs. Are an absolute dream. You got multiple hockey games every single night, and then it only slowly gets less and less as we go. So enjoy it. Be safe. It's a marathon, not a sprint, Oilers fans.
See you in the pit.
I'll see you in the moss pit.
Thank you for listening to The Bits. You can follow us at The Bits Yeg on Instagram and subscribe, tell your friends. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.